Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All right, Robert Barnes, who again told me yesterday, he said, look, Texas is the big one. They had to get rid of Pennsylvania because it didn't have the right standing, even if it was a good suit. And now Trump's come out and said he will intervene in the Texas case. He will join with that. He says this is the big one. Robert Barnes joins us in a moment. But let's just go back to this viral video of just some moms in the UK online. They've got the box for the approved mRNA regenetic engineers mutation weapon that the fine print admits doesn't protect you from COVID, doesn't stop its spread. That's all official. The trials they admit were lies. It doesn't protect you. But what does it do? They're stampeding you into sterilizing yourself and signing a consent form when you go get this. That you waive your liability because, boy, they're hurting your ass. And yet it's so horrible what it does, just from what scientists have looked at it, they can tell what similar vaccines do. Sterilize you, turn off your immune system, turn up your immune system. I was telling you yesterday, if you got allergy problems, you take this, it can kill you. Next day, don't take it if you have allergies, it'll kill you. All I do is research this, okay? I'm not here making this up, and if I seem extreme, we're freaking under military globalist attack. And the militaries who they've been testing on and abusing with experimental stuff forever, so now they're using our military who mean well to go out and do the inoculations to intimidate the public into doing it. Perfect example of compartmentalization and how the oppressors are actually the most oppressed. God almighty. Let's go back to these women breaking it down. Everybody should be going to the drugstore, demanding the insert. By law, they've got to give it to you. The actual packaging, so you have informed consent. Here it is.
AstraZeneca package I just showed you. This is their vaccine. And as they go down again, we use direct RNA sequencing to analyze transcript expression from the CHAD, let's call it the CHAD vaccine, genome in human MRC5. So you think to yourself, oh, let's skip past that, little bit complicated, must be a bit scientific. No. Look it up. And what do we find, Claire, when we look that up? MRC5. Is originally developed from research deriving lung tissue of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus. There you have it, peeps. This COVID-19 vaccine that everybody is saying is going to save the world has a truckload of in it, but one thing it definitely has is the lung tissue of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus.
That's been replicated over and over and over again for a long time.
So, yeah. You send this to every single Christian-loving pro-life person. Forget the vaccine issue. Is everybody okay with having that injected into themselves or their children? It's utterly disgusting. So you share this, and I'm just going to leave one more, so you're going to see one more thing before we go. This is what they want. I put this on our social media, you can go and look at it. They're urgently seeking an artificial intelligence software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions. They know that this vaccine is going to hurt people or kill people so badly. People, it's in front of your face. Do your research. Rather than sharing this, try and grab it and make your own video of this. I don't know how you do it. I'm not technical. Because they will take this down. All right, we love you, Pete. You're absolutely immensely loved. Pray big. Pray this out.
Yes, okay, God bless you. Now, again, why is that going mega viral? Tens of millions of views here, millions there, Facebook, Twitter, all taking it down. Because it's two mothers, Christians, reading the damn insert. You can't let slaves do that. YouTube is banning that. You don't let slaves read that. Because they take out all the adverse reactions of the studies they funded under the emergency. Importantly, it's thousands of deaths in the studies. It's devastating weapon. Just devastating. And then they're going to start calling people that die. They're going to say they died of COVID-19. So this is, if Hitler would have done this, he would have won. He did it with army tanks and fighter bombers. He lost because we stood up and fought back. If he did it as a medical operation, Hitler would have won. And they're coming for you and your family.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, December 9th, the year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're dialing in to get constitutional lawyer, advisor of the Republican Party, Robert Barnes, on the line to give us the inside baseball on the fight for our constitutional republic. And is Trump out? Is it Biden? Is the gaslighting accurate? Will they get away with the election theft? Here's some of the headlines. Fake deadlines. Top legal team exposes voter fraud. Says electoral college dates are arbitrary. Only Constitution matters. That's up on InfoWars.com. Supreme Court of the U.S. denies emergency injunction request from Pennsylvania case, but picks up the Texas case, and we'll explain why here in a moment, but the media is totally covering up that fact. Meanwhile, YouTube to remove new videos that falsely claim fraud in the U.S. election. So the Democrats can say Russians ran it, Russians stole it, with no evidence be proven to be fraud. They have their speech, which is fine. But now if we have all the evidence, all the proof, dead people voting, dead cats voting, if we have all of that, well, it's not allowed. That's because they're hiding the fact that the massive evidence, as you've seen it here on air, has come out. And because of Band.video, because of InfoWars.com, because this outlet is here reaching more people than Newsmax, more people than OAN, more people than Right Side, who I love, who I support, I hope they get even bigger. They are trying to take us off air because they can't stand the truth coming out. More than a month after the election, YouTube removed misleading fraud claims. Oh, misleading. There's no fraud. You have a right to say you think there's fraud even if there wasn't. But there is. YouTube to delete content that undermines 2020 U.S. election results. Oh, you can't undermine the results. But that's all the Democrats did to Trump for year after year. Wow. Talk about election meddling. This is it. We have open court cases. We have legislators doing investigations. And we have big tech censoring those findings and that information. YouTube will remove any new videos alleging Trump lost election because of fraud. CNET. Oh, so if you say, hey, I think they stole it, you're not allowed to do that. Meanwhile, YouTube plans to survey creators on their race and use an algorithm to boost diverse communities and suppress the views of white males. I'm not kidding. Shocking. UPS whistleblower reveals FBI not interested in investigating voter fraud. And that they came and intimidated him to basically say nothing. Now, continuing. Trump also has another big lawsuit in Georgia. Highlights include 66,000 underage votes, 2,560 felons. That would throw it all out right there. Only lost by 13,000. And it goes on and on and on. But the big issue here is that Trump is now saying this is the big one concerning Texas, vows to intervene in Texas Supreme Court case. So joining us constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes. He's been traveling the country behind the scenes, working on what's happening. He's been very accurate behind the scenes, but now he's ready to break his silence on what would be unfolding, what was happening. He said that the Texas, he agrees with Trump, is the best case. I told you that this morning before this broke. And he's going to explain why they're going with Texas and not Pennsylvania. Is it about standing, Mr. Barnes? Because having a state actually do it has a higher level of standing. More states can join and they can bring in evidence. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, effectively, it's who can challenge the Elector's Clause provision for the violation of the Elector's Clause provision. And there's nobody really better equipped to do that than the states, because the states are the original parties to the constitutional contract. So the agreement was amongst the states for the resolution of any controversy involving the presidential election to go directly to the Supreme Court. They have original jurisdiction. You don't have to go through any other court at all. They actually are the trial court and the appeal court and the final court, all three in this context. And they have the strongest standing arguments, because the whole purpose of the Constitution was, hey, we're going to agree when we pick the president that all of us, all of our state sovereigns, we're going to agree to abide by the same set of rules. And what happened here is some states decided they weren't going to abide by those rules because they wanted to help Biden win. And it had the effect of Biden winning in their official certified vote because they decided to rig the rules. And the only remedy for the states is to go right to the U.S. Supreme Court. They have the strongest legal constitutional claim. And that is why the Trump has been building to this point for a while. It's just been kept under the radar scene for practical and political reasons.
So it's going to be Texas versus the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Exactly. And there's a bunch of states that are joining it. I think there's going to be 10, 11, 12, maybe you may ultimately have 20 states join it. Trump himself is joining it, and the two big states of Texas and Florida having joined it were the critical components. So here you have, like, they're trying to take pot shots at Paxton and other things. Many states are joining this claim. This is about whether our constitutional compact is going to be enforced or not, because everybody agreed to the state legislatures would set the rules, and any election would be done with due process and equal protection. A bunch of states decided they weren't going to do that. The states that have been sued are the main ones, but the ones that were very close, where the illegal votes are greater than the margin of victory, what has been colloquially called the margin of fraud, is in those states. And if those states had abided by the same set of rules they all agreed to at the time of the Constitution and moving forward, then Donald Trump is elected president. So that's the injury.
We'll start over next segment and give you the floor to walk through all this, but when the media says there's no proof of fraud, isn't that almost a red herring? There is proof of fraud, but the real evidence is they didn't have legislatures pass laws to accept these 80 million ballots. They had the Secretary of States and governors meet with Clinton operatives and Obama operatives and Biden operatives and agree to law outside of law. So right there, it's all thrown out.
Exactly. The Constitution didn't say that the states could pick electors to the presidency. It said only the state legislatures could pick electors to the presidency. That was a deliberate choice, that the state executive branch would have no role whatsoever in electing the president of the United States. Their sole role would be to enforce the laws and rules passed by the legislature. And what happened is a bunch of governors, a bunch of secretaries of state, sometimes just local election officials, decided they weren't going to abide by the rules the legislature.
It's a simple power grab. So the legislatures must stand up and reclaim their rights as they represent the people.
Yeah, that's what should have been the remedy. However, the legislatures believe that their only remedy is to go to the U.S. Supreme Court effectively. That's what they said in Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Legislators said that they thought the only remedy was to go to effectively the Supreme
Court.
Did
they politically punt because they were ignorant or because they were scared?
I think a combination of the three. There is a legal argument that the appropriate remedy is the Supreme Court. That's part of it. Because basically what they said was, if there's ever a contest between the states about an election or anything else, the only court in the country that would have the power to decide the issue would be the Supreme Court. You can't file it anywhere else. You're not legally allowed to.
Sure, so it's the only system in the judiciary, but you can have the legislative take action at the state level. They're just not recognizing their power.
That's part of it. There is a legal argument that they don't have that power. There's a legal argument that once they establish an election, that they have to go to the Supreme Court if there's a dispute between them and another state or even within the state. Now, there's good arguments that they could assert that power. In 1876, they clearly did. There's conflicts about the degree to which they have that power. There's also a federal statute that's on the books that's a little bit of a problem. So the more effective legal remedy would be if the Supreme Court got involved. Because even if the legislature sent their own set of electors, under existing federal law, there's an argument that those electors cannot count under a federal statute. So one way or the other, the Supreme Court was going to have to get involved. The only real remedy is ultimately with Congress. But in order to give Congress sufficient cover to take action, they need the Supreme Court to give the president that cover.
Okay, Robert Barnes, we got you on a little bit late. We're glad you're here. We come back. Let's start over. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old. The basics. Let's go through big picture. Does Trump have a chance? What are his odds? Let's just get down to brass tacks. Then let's zoom in on why the Texas case is king, why all the states are joining it, why Trump's joining it, and why the Pennsylvania was thrown to the side, and how you expect this to unfold, and what we the people can do to stop this globalist Chi-Com attempted election theft. Robert Barnes is our guest. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
And the question for Robert Barnes, a very established and respected and esteemed constitutional lawyer, one of the smartest historians I know. You can't fake knowledge. He's got it. He's been working very closely with some high-level people. I'll leave it at that. Doesn't want to get into that. He's been all over the country very quietly. I've been talking to him. Everything he's told me has been dead on. He said, look for Pennsylvania to be thrown out. Look for Texas and others to join it to be the big one. He used that term yesterday morning with me. Now Trump says the big one today, joining the Texas thing. So, Barnes, let's just, you know, as a patriot, you know, as an American, as a constitutional lawyer, a lot of this is a confidence game. But we don't want to be like the left and say, Joe Biden's the president, Trump already lost. We know that's a fraud, but still, in my view, an uphill battle. Where is Trump really right now? And then we'll get into the technicals of this Texas case and where this is going and how this could unfold.
The whole enchilada is the Texas case, but the Texas case by far gives him the best chance at real remedy and relief because the Supreme Court doesn't have to even say there was a lot of fraud. They don't have to get into a wide range of issues. All they have to decide is did these rogue states violate the Electors Clause? And if they did, what's the remedy? And the remedy constitutionally is that it goes to the House to vote by state delegation. And if the Supreme Court directs that, then Trump wins the presidency. End of story. Now, the hurdle is, will the Supreme Court take action? There'll be a lot of political pressure on them not to take action. There'll be a lot of pressure from the press for them not to take action. So it's gonna totally depend on them because the other courts have turned a blind eye to this. They're not going to get involved. Too many of the Republican state legislators are weak to rely upon them. Even the Republican governors in states like Arizona and Georgia are not willing to step up to the plate. So it all comes down to the Supreme Court. Now, ultimately, he always has an option with Congress. Congress can decide not to certify the electors and when there's such a contest as there is here and move forward and go with a vote by House delegation on their own accord. They don't have to depend on the Supreme Court for that, but for the political, for it to actually work, he really needs the Supreme Court to step in and say, hey, look, a bunch of states decided not to follow the rules everybody agreed by. The consequence for that is your electors don't count, and they can enjoin those electors all the way up until January 6th. Until Congress counts those electors, whether the electors even meet on the 14th really doesn't matter. What matters is who they certify in Congress on January 6th. And the Supreme Court can act until, you know, a day before. I mean, 1876, they didn't decide the election contest until 48 hours before Inauguration Day. And that's back when Inauguration Day was in March. So the idea that we have to sit back and watch or sit back and wait or can only take action in certain circumstances really isn't the case. This Texas case is the strongest case for the president. That's why he joined the case. That's why he called it. They've been building to this moment. Because it's in the U.S. Supreme Court as an original action, then the U.S. Supreme Court is the trial court. So what that means is they can hear evidence. They can take evidence. They can have evidence presented. They can have discovery.
And since Pennsylvania got thrown out, do you expect somebody like Cruz to come in over the Texas case?
Cruz has already said that he is willing to help out. So I believe he may get involved. And Paxton is a lead. But there's a bunch of people involved. You know, I would like to see Josh Hawley. I mean, the Missouri Attorney General today, which is what Hawley's position used to be before the United States Senate, they said they're going to join the suit. So you have Florida and Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi. So you have all these South Carolina and South Dakota, which has been the lead against the pandemic.
And again, this is more than just the law, which is clearly on Trump's side, as you said, that this is fraudulent, these 80 million ballots, it's all there. Why debate all the rest of the fraud when the prima facie original sin is there? But the media, again, creates this wall that, oh, no, everyone wants Biden. He's really the president. Don't you dare do this. Well, no, we need to protest at the Supreme Court. We need to be in the streets this weekend in D.C. What do we need to do for the system? Put pressure on the states, continue saying no. Even if Joe Biden won, which he didn't do, he's a Chinese communist agent. We do not accept him. They didn't accept Trump, said he was a Russian agent with no proof. We have evidence here. We need to just explain we're never accepting Biden. What can we do to support the president and stop the gaslighting?
Step one is get every attorney general to join this suit. So the in my view, every single one of them should join the suit. So where if you are in a state where your attorney general has not yet joined the suit, or a state hasn't joined the suit, demand that they do so. That's part one.
This is about election integrity. Anybody can just print up ballots and send them to Mickey Mouse if they want, if we don't stop this.
No doubt. Not only that, this is about the core of the constitutional accord. If states can ignore the Elector's Clause provision, then anytime, any place, the states can just decide to scratch the Constitution. The entire Constitution is gone if you can elect the president in an unconstitutional manner.
So isn't it funny? It's Democrats, again, violate the Constitution starting a civil war. I mean, that's really what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it is. I mean, it's the greatest threat to the constitutional accord since the Civil War. For states to come in and say, you know what, yes, we agreed to abide by these rules, but screw you, we're not going to live by them. And that's what they did. And they did it across the board. And they did it in cahoots.
And when the states told Eisenhower that black kids couldn't go to school, he marched the military in. Well, people call it martial law, but I call it Declaration of Independence. If the states are being run by Chi-Coms, if they're engaged in fraud, it's only a few leaders of it, what extraordinary extrajudicial action does the president have?
I think he's limited in that respect. I think he does need the Supreme Court to act. I think he does need Congress to act. He needs one of the two to act, because given that state legislatures are not going to meaningfully act, I think any other remedy would be politically
Why is he bound by law if the Democrats and the Chi-Coms aren't? I mean, once someone overturns the table and they declare their own fiat martial law, you're in a whole other universe. I mean, I get we're always playing within the Constitution. They've already gone outside of that. So what do you do? Like, if Martians attack, we declare martial law. I mean, what do you do when something outside comes in?
I still think you double down on democracy and the rule of law. And I think there's two reasons for that. One, you're establishing that as the precedent you want to bind everyone else with, so you're going to bind yourself to it. But secondly, I think just as a practical political matter, there's hurdles to him trying to take any act. He doesn't have enough allies in the institutional process. That's the whole
problem. No, but if he called the people out, if he called everybody out, we'd win. I mean, listen, if this was a Chinese-backed, Bob, I'm not even calling for this. You know that. I'm just hypothetically asking. When they're stealing elections and engaged in their own blue state martial law with the lockdowns, I'm just saying, how do we counter the Democrats' localized martial law? How do we counter that?
Well, I still think through populist reform and building up a stronger movement. I mean, because in 1824, Andrew Jackson had it stolen from him and created the Great Jacksonian Movement of 1828. So I think we continue to still use our democratic remedies, little d democratic remedies.
I think you said this is only going to catapult if Trump doesn't act like a loser, which he's not, and if we don't take this as a loss, but as our big victory they had to steal, we only get more powerful. If like Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger.
Absolutely. I mean, what this election just exposed was that Trump did not have a deep enough, broad enough, institutionalized network of populist supporters. He had not done as good a job as he needed to protecting them when they were under assault. Now he knows he needs to rebuild that network, build that structure to be stronger than ever before.
And now he wants to get rid of Section 230. Now he wants to go after the globalists. Now he's fire-forged.
Exactly. He realized this election exposed core problems that we have that can only really be overcome by building a broad populist revolution of a kind that led to the Revolutionary War.
Let's talk about that broad populist coalition. There's a lot of Democrats don't like this as well. Robert Barnes will come back, a true visionary. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, Infowars.com.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar and if you want to stop the globalists at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money. And do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones, your host, and we are living in totally insane times. We have a total criminal takeover. Trump said these ballots are fraudulent. He said they're going to wait and stuff the ballots with them. They got caught doing it. And instead of debating the fraud, which we've got incredible proof of, we just show the fact that They illegally violated state laws and didn't have a law to do this. We're going to go back to Barnes and talk about big picture, how he sees this unfolding. If the Supreme Court does rule it goes back to the states, what happens? What do the states do then? This is just an incredible moment to be alive. It's just totally insane. I say go after Biden for being a Chinese agent. I say go after him for the Clintons, and Bill Clinton confirmed at Epstein Island now, and just this whole rotting group. I mean, how are they really going to put this crypt keeper in? But separately, Prostate Guard's been sold out for about 4 months. It was selling out. I said, why is it selling out? Well, it's got vitamin D3, it's got zinc, it's got saw palmetto, it's got a whole bunch of other essential vitamins and minerals. It's really a great organic, high-quality multivitamin. And it's good for men. It's designed for men, but it works great for women. You know, women, it's good for all your glands. Not, I know you don't have a prostate, but it's amazing. Prostaguard is back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Saw palmetto, vitamin D3, lycopin, plant sterols, zinc, and more. InfoWarsStore.com. And now, Alpha Power. Sold out for a year because of LJ100, Uri, Coma, Longfilia, and all this other patented stuff. Extract is known for libido, stamina, just everything. It's a high-quality, top-end product at a very low price. Out of the gate, sold out for almost a year. It is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the big Christmas specials kicked off now. If your order gets in by the 18th anywhere in the United States, you will get delivery before Christmas. And this is usually our big time of the year to fund ourselves for the next few months. And it's a weird paradox. We're bringing in less money now than we brought in last December with three or four times, five times the audience. So, folks, we need your support. Plus, these are great products. We have amazing products like Turbo Force and Living Defense and Ultimate Krill Oil and Lung Cleanse. We've got sales from 25 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but please, please do your Christmas shopping with us if you're going to do it, and not with the globalists that are working against you and your family. Storable food, ready to ship, water filtration, air filtration, highest quality, ready to ship, survival gear, so much more, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. By the way, the block it pockets, that be, so the contact tracers don't track you, the hackers, all the rest of it, put your phone in it, you forget about it, that way it doesn't track your location. That was sold out for months. They're back in stock, discounted, the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Barnes, points you want to get into here about big picture, Trump's chances, where you think this is going, what does the deep state do, what's the process if Trump does override this fraud, what do you expect then? I mean, this is crazy.
So the Supreme Court, if they take the case and issue remedy, say that there was a violation, they have three options. They can tell the states to simply do a new election, but within the rules. They could actually do that. Now, it historically has never been done in the presidential context, but it has been done in almost every other election contest, including for federal office. For Democrats, you may see complaining out there. In 2019, when there was a House race for Congress in North Carolina, and they just found a few fraudulent votes, nowhere near the margin of victory, the election commission and the Democrats demanded that they throw out the election and do an entirely new election, and that's what they did. Here we have far more illegal votes than the margin of victory. So that's one remedy. I don't think it's the most likely. The second remedy is they could send it back to the state legislatures for the state legislatures to send a new slate of electors to the Electoral College or to be certified to Congress by the January 6th deadline for them to read in the electors. The third option, and I think this is what the constitutional remedy really is that it simply goes to the House. The Supreme Court could say, we are hereby enjoining any certification of any electors from Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin or Georgia because they did not follow the rules that everybody agreed to live by. These are like referees middle of the game trying to rewrite the rules when they didn't even have the authority to write the rules in the first place. And so consequently, it has to go to the House and the vote, and they vote by state delegation where Republicans have at least a four state edge. Depending on how certain elections, if there's an argument, they actually have
a
seven.
So why would Republicans not fight this? I mean, when Trump says, oh, they're going to be really upset in a few days, this is the right course. It's the constitutional remedy. We have the ridiculous proof of the fraud that gives the political cover for Republicans to do the right thing and not let a Chinese communist agent gang rape our voting rights.
Exactly. That it's the logical remedy for Congress to take. And so if the Supreme Court does not take action, then the possibility is that the House and the Senate, there still could be remedy for the president. The House and the Senate, under their internal rules, if a House member and a senator object to the Electoral College votes from any state.
And there's already a House member that's introduced this, as you know.
Exactly. There's a guarantee House member to object. The only question has been whether a senator joins it. And by the way, there's a good constitutional argument that whether or not there's contested electors should also be decided by the House by state delegation. This law they passed in 1887 that requires the House and the Senate to separately meet and separately object and join in an objection is likely not constitutional according to a wide number of legal scholars. In fact,
well, let's go further. Did you see this thing where Pelosi is declaring some act they used in 1986 that she says the 15 House wins by Republicans aren't legitimate with no evidence and that she should have the House vote to overturn those and give it to Democrats? Did you see that? So they're saying Trump can't challenge things, but she's going to overturn other elections.
Well, in fact, yeah, she's looking at it right now. She's looking at overturning one of the Iowa House elections. In upstate New York, they're looking at whether that will end up going to the House of Representatives. So if it's good enough for a contested congressional race to go to the House, even where they've certified a Republican winner, then why isn't it good enough when the Constitution calls for presidential election contest to go to the House by state delegation, not majority vote? That's the way it should go. And there may be legal challenges down the road by Congressman Gosar, maybe some others who are looking at it, about whether or not any contested election issue should go solely to the House to vote by state delegation, not go to both halls of Congress, not go to a majority vote, because the 12th Amendment doesn't call for that. The 12th Amendment says the House votes by state delegation anytime there's a contested issue involving the presidential
election. What else does Trump need to do? I think he needs to be at the Resolute desk every night showing the graph, showing the evidence, rallying the people, saying that he is the president. He's not giving up because only he can punch through the gaslighting of even Google and Twitter saying no one is allowed to say there's fraud. They're even censoring legislative hearings. I mean, this is insane.
No doubt. I think the president needs to continue to work the court of public opinion on what happened in the election, but he needs to do what he's also been doing. Which is to let the deep state know that he understands what happened in this election and he's going to use all of his presidential power, whether he's there after January 20th or not, between now and then, use all of his presidential power to gut the deep state.
I was about to say, isn't a rebel Trump almost more dangerous than a president Trump? Can you imagine what this would be like?
Absolutely. That's his point to deep state actors. That's why right after he realized what happened in the election, he starts withdrawing troops from Somalia, withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, ordering them coming back home from Syria. So he's accelerating that. I hope he goes further. He already pardoned General Flynn.
Well, then he wants those troops here in case he needs them. I mean, you know Trump's been looking at they try some type of domestic military action against the executive branch.
Oh, he has to be prepared for that contingency. The other thing he should do is pardon all of his allies. Pardon Julian Assange. Pardon Ed Snowden. Those would be two great acts. The removal of Julian Assange from this election helped Biden tremendously. So to be able to have those people back on the playing field to help fight deep state apparatus around the world. So hopefully
you're known as the guy that won the most money ever on Trump. When we come back, I want to ask you the real odds currently on where you think this election stands 42 days out from inauguration. Then we'll look at the big COVID lockdown and these new drugs they call vaccines that you've been really exposing. Robert Barnes is our guest.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lawyer working on these cases. Texas is the big one. All these states are joining the Texas case where they're saying, look, all these ballots are fake. It violated state law. Why are we even debating whether it was fraud or not? Of course it was fraud. We've got all the evidence. That's the political will. But now it was done illegally. And the Democrats said they were going to contest the election no matter what happened. They thought Trump won. Now they say, oh, no, we've got to accept Biden. People really see through that. The mainstream media is a rotten edifice. But the problem is so many of the members of Congress, the legislatures, are 70, 80 years old. They still believe mainstream media. They don't get for everybody below 50. It means nothing. So any other closing comments on that? And let's get into the big issue here. I think one of Trump's big failings, going along with the, quote, vaccine. Well, he thinks it's a normal vaccine. It's not. The mRNA, as you pointed out, it's not a vaccine at all. Now we're learning that it can attack the placenta. Top scientists saying it's a sterilant. So just anything else on the election, and let's get in to the ongoing lockdown, the societal takeover, and how we counter that.
Well, the best chance the president has is this Texas suit that's been really well-crafted and well-drafted. The big question is whether the courts, whether the Supreme Court, and whether ultimately Congress has the courage to uphold the Constitution in the midst of this incredible crisis. The other lesson of this election is that we need to build, and that Trump now fully understands he needs to build, a broad populist movement that has that is institutionalized support, and that he protects his allies, doesn't allow his allies to get sacrificed the way Flynn did, the way Assange did, the way, frankly, InfoWars partially did at the template of the big tech censorship that we are now seeing extended to the election, where you're not even allowed to talk about the election on YouTube as of today if they don't like what you say. So it shows the need for long-standing real reform, and that can only come about. But I see it as not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity. Regardless of what happens in this election, we should use it as fire to build a real populist movement the way Jacksonian America could only happen because of the 1824 election being stolen from him. He built a real populist movement with depth and length. That was as much about a movement as it was about a man that lasted for 40 years and to some degree lasted for 200 years.
And Trump has made the model of what he's done as a rebel maverick. So history really does repeat itself yet again. So Robert Barnes, pulling back from this, what do you think the deep state is going to do if they're able to get Biden in? I expect them to just go whole hog to bankrupt the economy, bring in the universal credit score, bring in the social credit score, bring in the universal income to fully break our back.
Well, I think it's two things. One, you're going to see wars all over the place. The deep state has had to sit on the sidelines and not engage and expand war for the first time in a very long time under Trump. And so if Biden is in, expect to see. I mean, Susan Rice is already talking about going into Ethiopia. I mean, so we're going to see a broad expansion of the military war footprint of the empire mindset and mentality. We'll be back in the Middle East again. We'll probably be back somewhere in Central Europe again. And they'll find new places in Africa, Latin America to get involved in. That'll be part one. Part two is they'll probably go into bed with China rather than be at odds with China. So that will be the other major shift where they're basically shifting economic, political, cultural power from the United States and the West to China. And I think that's the true next great reset is resetting power, the power equilibrium to put China more into control. And that's our next great fight.
Can you imagine if Trump was literally in bed with the Russians, saying, I take orders from Russia, getting money from Russia, like they said? Instead, China says, we own Joe Biden, and they do. I mean, and they rub it in our face. I guess in China, that's a face thing for them, just to like put us down and piss in our face like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, China's still bitter about a whole bunch of things from the early 1900s. Where they blame America and the West in different respects, and they've just been biding their time. The Chinese are very good at being patient. That's why, like, people think that the Chinese model is no longer a communist model because they embrace certain capitalistic forms of economic activity. They've always said that was an intermediary step to achieve true communism, to achieve true state control. And you look at the kind of Chinese methods and modes of operation that YouTube is gladly announcing to the world today, and you get a sense of what the future looks like unless we build a populist movement to fight against it.
You're a constitutional lawyer. It's a big deal for YouTube to say last week, their CEO, we're going to suppress white male speech because they're bad. I mean, that's total discrimination. Textbook insane. And then now they're like, yeah, you criticize the election, you're banned. I mean, this is Soviet level. This is what Venezuela wishes they could do. I mean, there's not much more you can do other than arrest us or kill us after this. I mean, this is maximum censorship.
No doubt. And it comes on top of algorithmic manipulation throughout the election. And not only that, we're now discovering that Facebook and Zuckerberg were neck deep in all of these illicit plans to circumvent state rules and state laws about
how elections
are
done. They were helping strip out the names, mail them to everybody. They were creating the list of where to send the ballots.
And not only that, they're creating all these drop boxes. And they were basically replacing the salaries for various election officials to make sure they did their bidding rather than abide by the law. Whether it came
as
to signature,
as a lot of state reps said in Arizona, this is racketeering.
Oh, that's absolutely what it is. I mean, they weren't satisfied with all their algorithmic manipulation that Professor Epstein documented that could explain some of these anomalies. We're seeing counties that look the same vote in opposite directions within the same state.
Yeah, the landslide was so big that even their algorithmic couldn't do it. They had to get right down like LBJ to the drop boxes, to the ballot boxes, and actually physically stuff.
I mean, except ballots are the currency of politics. So, I mean, what would happen if you just let it rain and let cash just flow everywhere out? That's what they did with the ballots. They just let them go out everywhere, and then all the chain of custody was lost. Chain of custody from when it was sent.
And they know statistically conservatives and nationalists just don't cheat. I mean, it's like the FBI interviewed over 10,000 people trying to set them up to take Russian money. No one did it. But Democrats, they would have all taken it.
Oh, no doubt. Go back to 2012 when the New York Times said all the election experts agreed that absentee balloting and mail-in balloting was a huge area of fraud and was rife for fraud. The reason why they said it is they thought Romney was going to try to steal it from Obama using mail-in balloting. They just turned around and used those same tactics against Trump because they're more willing to do whatever they need to achieve the power that they want to achieve.
And what do you call this in law and history? When you get enough people to commit a crime, everybody basically has immunity. They've just gotten the grassroots to join in election fraud, not voter fraud, but election fraud directed from on high, having a giant base that engages in it with you.
I mean, no doubt. I mean, they gave them the motive. They said, you know, Donald Trump is Hitler, and don't you have a moral obligation to do anything to remove Hitler from power? And then they gave him the greatest means of theft in history. It would be like leaving the safe open, leaving the door open, and putting a sign on the door saying, I'm going to be gone for a month, and by the way, the safe is loaded with cash and is open and unlocked. I mean, we knew what was going to happen.
They were going to rob money. Their political power, they're a ticket to the Treasury. They literally just counterfeited ballots and just sent 80 million of them out and then knew this would happen.
No doubt. I mean, here in Las Vegas, I got multiple ballots for multiple people, including people that hadn't lived here in 10 years. So, I mean, it was clear they were just sending them out everywhere, every place, knowing it was the currency of the election.
And the names on it, the addresses on it, and the average Democrat just puts a fake, a lot of them didn't even sign it. They just mail it back and it's counted.
Oh, exactly. And that's why Trump didn't need to focus on all of the more extreme allegations, because they stole it the old-fashioned way. I mean, they stole it right in the open. They stole it by just making sure there was a flood of ballots that were out there, and then a bunch of them would come back.
And they used mainly like liberal USPS workers who wouldn't even put it in the person's mailbox. They would just keep that thing, fill it out, and put it back in the mail.
Not only that, the whole reason we've never liked mail-in ballots is because they removed the secret ballot. Because now your ballot can be bought, your ballot can be blackmailed, your ballot can be coerced, your ballot can be stolen.
It can be torn up.
None of
up.
Those things can happen with a secret ballot. And that's,
you know,
the problem with mail-in ballots.
They found Trump ballots torn up.
Oh, exactly. And not only that, if you want to steal a ballot, all you got to do, or if you want to buy a ballot, you just go, and now you no longer have to hope they do the right thing when they go into the polling place. You just take the ballot. You say, hey, sign on the outside. I'll fill it out for you. Here's $20. Send it in. And that's the kind of fraud you can't even detect through things like signature matches. So there's no, they invited massive fraud. The New York Times' own 2012 article said this would happen. We're seeing nursing homes with 95% turnout. In another nursing home with 20% turnout? That's because somebody filled out those ballots for those.
Well, listen, we got to get into the vaccine and the tyranny and the rollout, because it's all like a horse and carriage, and how we counter that, because in the damage of the vaccines out of the gates with Robert Barnes, a little bit more time with him, and then I'm going to get those callers back on when we ended the show yesterday. We're going to try to call them back and get them back on. We can open the phones up, get new callers. We love new callers, but I'm going to call those callers back because I promised we would get to them. But my God, this is so Twilight Zone, I'm having trouble even navigating this myself mentally. China must be getting all of you out there, too, because this is crazy. But this is because we've not punished criminals and punished executive criminals in government corporations. And so they're making a real run in America, folks. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.